recorders, you're going to want to record what you're about to hear. In some cases, it's going to be difficult to hear. This is raw audio, and it speaks for itself.
One center. This tape is made from the unaltered master tape. The date 3/8/94, the time 21:30 hours. Also recorded will be dispatch conversation with the National Weather Service personnel.
Have you heard anything about these lights that are flickering up here in the east southeast area? It's like a group. It's there. It looks like a string of Christmas lights is way up in the sky. I was wondering if you'd heard anything about it. You might want to come and take a look. It's different. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know. It's strange. But it's right out east, southeast. It's way up. And it's just like a circle of a lot of different lights flickering. And it's different than any airplane.
Okay. Your address, please. All right. We're not going to allow the address to be in and out over the air. We're going to cover that up.
Looking out the front of our house, it's what direction did you say that was?
East,
southeast. And that's when you're coming down 16th Street, right to Country Club Road. If you look to your immediate, just to your lower right, they're right there in the sky. It's just something we've never seen before.
Well, that's when we checked out.
All right.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. You're going to hear a lot of this in between calls. Just random tape noise. You're hearing a 911 dispatcher.
911?
Yeah, is this the police?
We're here with dispatcher, phone service center.
Okay, I don't know if you guys do anything on UFOs at all. I got real...
Okay, again, a cut and a wait.
Going up and down. Hold on. Are we fusing? Okay, what do you have there, sir?
There were at least four lights, and they were all flashing like, okay, there was a sequence. It was a kind of like a V, and there was four lights, and they were blinking back and forth. And there's no way, the plane's not that wide. And then it went down to three lights, and it started spinning around. It was a circular motion. So they started going up and down, and then it went two lights into the same thing, and that was one that just spinning in a circle.
Okay, what's your name?
All right, we're going to cover that up as well. By now, the 911 dispatcher is becoming a believer.
Okay, and you're at 419 Stratton?
All right, we're going to hold that, too.
Okay, we'll have somebody stop by and see you.
Okay.
Thank you.
By now, he's wondering what's going on.
Central Charlie 2171 down.
Okay.
Now listen very carefully.
911. Yes, really?
Move
in. I call. That's not really emergency. We just called about the UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
They're up there. Make an airplane.
Yeah, we've got a car on the way over there. Let's see. Right now. We've got a couple other calls.
Really? They see them too?
Mm-hmm. We're out of help.
They're just kind of hanging there. They came up as a group and they kind of split. I bet some kind of hotter balloon or helium balloon like
We've got a car on the way. He's coming from the downtown area, so
they're kind of hanging in the general area. It's like maybe the wind might have broken apart like it would be balloons, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so we got a call from Stratford Way, and that's where he's heading first, and he's heading over here.
Okay, yeah, we're just dead south
of here?
Yeah, you know, I'm on 16th Country Club.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
I'm ready to take you.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, for it.
By now, the 911 fellow wants to know what's going on. He's about to make the call.
Central Dispatch?
Yeah, this is a non-emergency, so feel free to cut me off if something comes in. And I feel kind of silly calling, but my son and sister that I call, is there any air
specialist airplanes or helicopters flying around in Hamilton or Ottawa County tonight?
Oh, we've had reports about Stratford Way in that area of life, and they're checking it out.
Stratford Way? Now, where would that be? We're right on Ottagon on the county line.
Yeah, it's down in that area.
It is?
Holland City.
Pardon?
Right down, it's by Holland City.
Okay, because he saw them heading southeast of the county line of Ottawa and Allegan, probably right on the Kent County line, I would imagine.
Yeah, we've got them checking out. They say it's something to do with radio towers down in the area.
It has something to do with what?
Radio towers down in the area.
They're in the air.
Let's tell them what you saw first.
Okay, how was that? A real high hill?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the county line there. And it was like at a 45-degree angle to the ground.
Uh-huh.
There was like probably four or five lights, and they were all flashing right in a row from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it was sitting there for a while, and then it leveled off, and then it moved southeast. It was up in the air quite a bit.
Okay. Now, we got an officer down in the area checking on it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It took off real fast.
Okay, yeah, we'll let them know.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, by now the 911 dispatcher is getting very, very curious about what's going on. And again, he's about to start to try to make calls to figure out what is going on. And now that's what you're going to hear. He's now dialing up what he thinks is the weather service.
You have reached the National Weather Service office in Muskegon, Michigan. Phone calls are answered during all business.
All right, so he decides that that is not a good number, and so he's going to call a number where he can reach a human being. That's what you're listening to the 911 dispatcher. Here we go.
Hi, Mr. Deegan. This is Ottawa County 911 calling.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You guys have access to a radar there, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You do. Are you getting anything weird down in the southern Ottawa County area?
Anything weird?
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, Eden Forest in Garfield. Out of Chicago. That's
a
nice radar.
Nothing more than the usual ground fire we get right there. Let me get on closer range.
The reason I ask is we're getting a whole bunch of calls with some strange lights in the southern Ottawa, northern Allegan County right here in Holland City area.
Strange light?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got about 60 UFO calls.
Well, I have to call a UFO reporting center then about this. We've got a couple of them, and we've got an officer out there right now, and he says the only thing he sees right now is a tower. What they had done is replaced their lights.
Uh-huh.
They were on steady before, now they're on that alternating blinking pattern.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's writing in off to, but a couple of our people or the citizens are saying, well, yeah, but they seem to be moving.
Well, are you standing in the same spot you were before?
No.
Well, that would make a move to me, you know.
Yeah.
You're standing on one side of your house, you go to the other, yeah, they're going to give me a different location. So I was just kind of curious if you noticed anything or anything on there at all.
I'm looking at it in a vertical mirror, and I'm not really, let's see, wait a minute, something right there. Okay, let's see what that is. Looks like, that is a larger turn down there. Let's see, that looks like, it's up about maybe, well, it'll disappear. But it was up about 6,000 feet and about, could have been a plane.
But it was pretty big.
Wait a minute.
Kind of getting lots of weird ones down here from what you see. Now it's starting to appear to be moving a little bit south.
Yeah, okay. I'll move. Okay. Yeah, there's something big down there. Wait a minute. That's really strange. I get it down at I'm getting it.
of the, right down near South Haven.
Okay, yeah, this would be north of this.
And,
right at the Allegan Ottawa County line.
Hang on, I lost it.
Yeah, oh, there it goes.
Okay, it's moving. It's moving towards the, west-southwest. And it looks like a big blob.
Yeah, that's the way it was explained to us.
And it's not... I think it's almost off the scope. Let me go to another.
This is weird.
Over to the northwest by about, now I'm getting
changed positions again. One about 20 miles west of South Haven. Another one just above, just like the Coloma, and the other one is just off the coast of Grand Harbor. Okay, now that one near South Haven has moved. It's moving further out into Lake Michigan. I'm getting them up. Okay, I'm getting it pop to one. Now I'm getting four. No? Yeah, I got four for a while. I'm getting another one way down. I did for a little while. These are all up around about between 7,000 and 12,000 feet.
Oh, this is strange.
So
weird.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's some kind of energy or the radar is picking up something.
It's energy. I wish
we had a picture of this, but
find out exactly where he sees that one.
Alright, it gets a little difficult to hear here. We are going to pause, and I will give you the remainder of this raw audio tape. The real thing from Michigan. Listen carefully.
Chicago, then I sweep it back toward maybe Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And each sweep, they'll be in the same position, and then all of a sudden they'll pop up somewhere else. So it's instantaneously moving, and I'm getting about between three and four returns. And they look like, sweeping in the vertical, they look like very strong sights.
Believe that he's been talking to the people at the 911 service.
Calling Kent County Department of Aeronautics. You have reached our automated attendant. Our offices are currently closed.
That was attempt number one. Now, listen carefully.
Dispatch? Yeah, this is the National Weather Service in Muskegon. I was calling to make sure that the person that called me was really a sheriff from Ottawa County and not a host.
He was one of our dispatchers.
Oh, okay. Calling about the...
We chased him all over down that way.
Pardon?
We can see some lights down all over down that way.
So what really is going on?
I still got a car out in the area.
Can you hold on for a second?
All of this has never been played on the air before.
Did Ken fill you in on the weather service at all, Jim?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, okay. What do they look like?
I don't know. We've got a report of something going through the air with lights on it, horizontally. 3 to 4 lights going at a high rate of speed up and down and all over the sky. Now that we've had 5 or 6 calls,
right,
and they've all been in the South Holland area.
South Holland?
Yeah, from South Holland down to Overijssel, down in that area.
Overijssel?
All right.
And what color were the lights?
Yeah, I didn't really get what color they were.
Okay, yeah. Well, I picked up about 3 to 4 lifts, and they were big. They weren't flames, because flames usually show up like those little pinpoint that move through the on the scope. But these were bigger. These were about the size of half a thumbnail on the scope, and they were up about between 5 and 12,000 feet, and they had real strong returns with them. And there were 3 of them. They bounced all over the place, but the general movement of all 3 of them were towards Chicago. I pretty much gave up looking at them when it reached to southern Lake Michigan, right towards, as it was moving towards Chicago.
Okay.
So I did see something, and I've never seen anything like that before. I don't know, what kind of, if it's some kind of an atmospheric phenomenon. I hear they have, I hear the Northern Lights is going on. I got a call from Manson saying that the Northern Lights are really dancing around, really bright.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Okay. I think the last thing I said is moving like to the southeast from Holland towards Allegan County.
To the southeast?
Oh, southwest, I'm sorry.
Southwest towards Chicago. Okay, that's
talking about towards Chicago?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing them actually move towards Chicago.
Great.
I wish we had a recording of what I could see.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's some blips showing up on the computer part, and this is being recorded, so.
Oh, good.
There is going to be a recording of this, so if they can, you might be able to see a movement on this if we can play this back. So.
Okay. All right, well, if we get any more, we'll let you know also.
Okay, well, please do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That has never been heard in totality before. And as I said at the beginning, I think that it pretty well speaks for itself. So I will have no further comment, and you can absorb it. Hopefully you got to record it. There is one other little item that I would like to play for you. You heard earlier tonight, you heard Peter suggest that the Air Force does not